In Zimbabwe, cholera cases are on the rise as the country's currency has become utterly worthless and basic supplies impossible to find as the economy ceases to function and infrastructure crumbles. The press officer for the UK-based Zimbabwe Vigil Group, Dennis Benton, says the people are suffering at the hands of the country's leadership.
The situation in Zimbabwe is imploding. Everything is failing there. He can no longer pay those people who are sustaining him in power. What he's using instead is the aid money that's coming into the country. That is now being suborned and used by the regime in their last desperate attempt to maintain its support. As far as the cholera goes, no one knows really how many people have died. The government hospitals are failing. There is a desperate shortage of medical equipment, and however much you send into the country, it can only have a limited effect, because basically what we have in Zimbabwe is a gangster regime, and the international community must realise that everything they send into Zimbabwe is likely to be misused by the authorities and sold abroad. You send penicillin to Zimbabwe, the government will take it and sell it abroad. That is the reality of it.